Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise and deliver the essential insights you need to be well-informed. Today, we're plunging into a pretty monumental work, The Critical Companion to Contemporary Marxism. Okay, now, for many people, the word Marxism might conjure images of, you know, dusty textbooks or maybe a bygone era. You might be thinking, Marxism, isn't that history? Like, didn't that die out with the fall of the Berlin Wall? But the core challenge this book poses and what we'll explore today is whether Marx's ideas are not just alive, but actually essential for navigating the complexities, the bewildering complexities of our 21st century world. Can a 19th century thinker really help us understand things like digital labor, the climate crisis, global inequality today?
That's exactly the mission, you know? That's what this deep dive is about. The book argues pretty strongly that Marxism is far from obsolete. What's fascinating here is that the sources we've looked at, including some key excerpts that translate, basically, to contemporary Marxism, critique and revivals, they present it as this vibrant, diverse, and, well, indispensable critical tradition for making sense of right now. It's presented as a dynamic framework, something that's constantly evolving.
Right. And that's why this matters directly to you listening right now, because, as the book really contends, the unresolved contradictions of global capitalism, things we all see, things we feel, deepening inequality, the looming ecological crises, that persistent financial instability, new forms of imperialism, they actually make Marx's original thought maybe more relevant than ever. So this deep dive, it offers you a kind of shortcut, a clearer path maybe, to understanding a complex, often misunderstood intellectual landscape and seeing how it illuminates the world around us.
Well,
okay, so if this tradition is having such a revival, who are the minds behind this? Who curated such an ambitious collection? Let's talk about the architects of this companion, the editors, Jacques Bidet and Stathis Kouvalakis.
Yeah, their combined expertise is really the foundation here. Jacques Bidet, who sadly passed away in 2023, was a really prominent French philosopher and emeritus professor. He was known for his metacritical approach, which is essentially a foundational analysis. He dug beneath the surface of Marx's Capital to find its deeper logic, you know, not just interpreting the words on the page. He argued that modern society is structured by this fundamental relationship between the market and organizational power. His philosophical rigor, his really deep understanding of Marx's core theoretical architecture, it truly grounded the project.
And then the other editor, Stathis Kouvalakis.
Yes. Kouvalakis, he's a Greek-French political theorist, a pretty prominent voice on the contemporary radical left. And he has this incredible knack for bridging abstract theory with concrete political strategy. With real-world movements, his work often looks at how historical figures like Marx, Lenin, even Poulantz's still offer vital insights into political struggles today, state power, possibilities for change.
So you've got Bidet bringing this deep philosophical foundation, almost like an archaeological dig into Marx's thought.
Mm-hmm.
And Kouvalakis adds the historical dynamism, the political urgency, the strategic focus on applying it. That sounds like a really powerful pairing.
Yeah.
Was there any inherent tension in bringing those different perspectives together? Or did it just work?
That's a good question. I think rather than tension, it created a unique synergy, really. Bidet's deep dive into Marx's method, his focus on underlying structures, provided that rigorous theoretical anchor, while Kouvalakis ensured the volume stayed acutely aware of, you know, political realities, contemporary struggles. It's that synthesis, I think, that allows the volume to navigate both abstract theory and practical application across so many diverse intellectual traditions. It keeps it intellectually robust, but also politically relevant.
Okay, let's unpack this then. After all that, what's the core message the Critical Companion wants us to take away? Mm-hmm. If someone just asked, what's this book really about, beyond just being a collection of essays?
Well, the central argument is, frankly, compelling. Marxism has undergone this significant theoretical renewal. It proves that whole end of history narrative, the idea that liberal capitalism had just won, period, profoundly mistaken. And this raises a huge question the book tackles head on. After the collapse of actually existing socialism and in this age of neoliberal globalization, what actually remains of Marx's legacy? And how can it be adapted? How can it be used to diagnose the problems of now and envision a different future? The book doesn't just pose the question, it tries to provide a comprehensive, nuanced answer.
And what's really interesting, like you said, is that it's not pushing one single dogmatic version of Marxism.
No, not at all.
Instead, the book aims to be a kind of map, right? A comprehensive map of this multifaceted, often contentious landscape. Mm-hmm. It's meant as a practical toolkit for a new generation, not a rigid ideology, but a dynamic resource for understanding the world. Okay, now let's get into the practical side. How does this toolkit actually get used to analyze our world? Let's dive into some of the really compelling thematic sections the book covers.
Right. The book starts, really, by rescuing Marx from misinterpretation. It insists on rereading Capital not as some closed system, but as an open project, an ongoing one. The key insight here, I think, is that Marx's real power lies in his method of critical analysis. It's a constantly evolving toolkit for interrogating reality, you know, rather than just a rigid set of conclusions decided beforehand. This foundational work then lets the book analyze what it calls capitalism's new configurations.
Okay, so how does this method, developed way back in the 19th century, apply to today's economy? This is so complex, so digital. How do we connect those dots?
Exactly. And the book highlights how Marx's core concepts, things like exploitation, they apply directly to contemporary phenomena. Think about financialization, neoliberalism, digital labor, platform capitalism, the gig economy. It shows that capitalism's fundamental dynamics, its relentless drive for profit, its inherent contradictions, they persist. They're still here. But their forms have transformed dramatically. We might be using apps now, but the underlying mechanisms of, say, value extraction, surplus value creation, they're still very much at play, just in new disguises.
Okay, that brings us to a crucial point beyond just economics.
Yeah.
What about power, politics? How does the book explore the Marxist understanding of the state?
Yeah, this is a really sophisticated and crucial area. The book moves way beyond that simplistic idea of the state as just a tool of the ruling class. It draws on thinkers like Gramsci. He helped us understand how power isn't just about force, right? It's also about shaping beliefs, norms, what he called hegemony, within society's non-state institutions, civil society. And Poulantzas, who saw the state more as a dynamic battleground for class forces, not some monolithic thing. So the book presents the state as this complex, contradictory terrain of social conflict. It's not just an instrument, it's a site of continuous struggle.
Huh. It really makes you rethink the evening news, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Instead of just seeing policy debates, you start to see these deeper structural contests playing out. How has Marxism engaged with other critical movements, like feminism, which historically has sometimes been at odds with more traditional Marxist thought?
This section is particularly important, I think, for the book's whole project of renewal and self-critique. It acknowledges historical blind spots within the Marxist tradition, definitely, and it explores socialist, feminist, and Marxist feminist thought. It synthesizes class analysis with a really deep understanding of gender oppression. It discusses topics like domestic labor, social reproduction, which is all that essential, often unpaid work of, you know, sustaining human life, preparing the next generation of workers, and the intersection of class, race, and gender. This really shows Marxism's commitment to self-critique, its capacity for renewal, integrating new perspectives. It's crucial.
Thinking about renewal and adaptation, let's bring up maybe the most pressing modern crisis, the environment. How does this book tackle the ecological crisis through a Marxist lens? Is it more than just seeing it as an external problem?
This is where eco-socialist theory comes in, and it's a profound integration. The argument, essentially, is that capitalism's inherent drive for infinite growth, for endless accumulation, is just fundamentally incompatible with planetary survival. The ecological crisis isn't presented as some isolated problem or just a policy failure. Instead, it's framed as a new form of capitalism's inherent contradictions. It demonstrates that the very dynamics driving economic exploitation also drive ecological destruction. It's systemic, deeply systemic.
Right. So ultimately, this whole thematic journey really underscores the book's main goal, applying this deep analytical toolkit to the most pressing issues of our time, connecting the theory to the very fabric of the world we live in. Okay, so boiling it down, what does this all mean for us? Let's try to distill a few core messages from this deep dive. What are the enduring pillars of contemporary Marxist thought this book illuminates that we can kind of hold on to?
Yeah. Zooming out, a few key themes really stand out. First, the book passionately argues for Marxism as a living, pluralistic, and self-critical tradition. It's really not a dogma. It's presented as a diverse, contested field, thriving on internal debate, engaging robustly with other critical theories. It's an ongoing conversation, you know, not a finished statement.
And despite all these new areas, there's still that core threat, right?
Mm-hmm.
A central concern.
Absolutely. The second key message is the enduring centrality of the critique of political economy. Marx's core concepts, value, exploitation, accumulation, crisis, they remain indispensable for analyzing 21st century global capitalism. Even with all its new shapes and forms, they provide the bedrock for understanding the system's inner workings. Thirdly, there's a really strong emphasis on integration with other critical theories. The book makes it clear that Marxism's vitality, its relevance today, depends on its ability to integrate insights from feminism, anti-racism, post-colonial studies, ecological thought. This leads to a more comprehensive critique of domination in all its forms. It acknowledges that class exploitation is deeply intertwined with other oppressions. It creates intersectional struggles. And finally, the book positions historical materialism as a tool, not a dogma. It's a powerful research program for analyzing societal change, helping us understand that complex interplay of economic structures and social relations. It's a method for investigation, for understanding, rather than some rigid predictive formula for where history is inevitably going.
What stands out to you personally from all this? This isn't just dry academic theory. It seems to offer some profound aha moments that can really change how we see the world. Can we talk about some real-life applications?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, one of the biggest aha moments is how it functions as an analytical tool for daily life. Take alienation, for example. It suddenly illuminates why you might feel that deep disconnect, that powerlessness in a modern workplace. Think of someone, you know, working in a huge corporation, maybe repeating the same small task over and over, never seeing the finished product, never feeling any ownership over their contribution. That feeling of being estranged from your work, the product, maybe even your own creative potential, that's alienation. And the book helps you pinpoint its systemic roots. Or commodity fetishism. It helps you see past the shiny packaging, the price tag on a smartphone, and instead understand the vast social labor that the global supply chains, the complex human relations hidden in its production. It kind of demystifies consumer culture, helping us see the invisible structures of class and exploitation shaping our everyday interactions with goods.
Wow. That's a huge shift in perspective, isn't it? Instead of just seeing individual problems, you start to see this interconnected system.
Exactly. And this leads directly to a deeper understanding of systemic crises. The book argues that these 21st century crises, financial collapses, ecological degradation, they aren't just accidental malfunctions. They're not isolated incidents, but rather they are the logical and necessary outcomes of capitalism's core dynamics. They are fundamental operating features, you could say, not just bugs in the system. They reveal the inherent contradictions. And ultimately, this understanding can fuel political and social engagement. The book provides a pretty robust theoretical foundation for activists, for concerned citizens. It helps connect single-issue campaigns, whether it's fighting for a higher minimum wage, protesting environmental destruction, advocating for gender equality. It connects those to a systemic critique of capitalism, ultimately informing, hopefully, more strategic long-term action. It's really all about recovering and reactivating Marx's critical method, that way of relentlessly interrogating what seems obvious to uncover the hidden social relations, the power structures beneath the surface.
Wow. Yeah. This deep dive into the critical companion to contemporary Marxism has been incredibly insightful. It really does challenge preconceptions, doesn't it?
It does.
It offers this powerful evolving lens to view our complex, often crisis-ridden world. Far from being some relic of the past, Marxism, as presented here, remains a vital intellectual tradition, constantly adapting, providing tools for understanding our present and maybe envisioning our future.
Indeed. And I think underlying all of this, the book implicitly argues that intellectual work and political practice, they have to remain connected. They need each other. Theory proves its worth through its capacity to illuminate possibilities for social change. And political engagement, in turn, provides the experiential basis for theoretical development. It's a feedback loop. It's really a profound invitation, I think, to recognize that understanding the deep structures of society is an indispensable first step toward changing it.
A really powerful thought to mull over, and a strong call to action for our minds. We encourage you, our listener, to continue your own deep dive, keeping an open mind and definitely a critical eye on the world around you. See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Acontra Foundation.